Hello, this is Nav. Hello, good morning, everyone.
Yes, Nav. Yes.
Hi, Nav.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
How do you handle all? How do you handle all this air travel? You can't drive to San Francisco easily.
How many times you have been in the NBA Finals? I don't
None.
Care if I have to. If I have to fly 10 hours flight, I'm going to be there to support my team and make this thing happen. Winning the first time the NBA championship and winning to Toronto and Canada.
Nav, where is your stress level at after they weren't able to close out game 5? What a dramatic game. Now you're headed to the Bay for game 6. Like, where are you in terms of stress level? Like, if 10 is I need a cocktail at 8 a.m. and 1 is like I'm actually really great, no problem. Like, where do you lie on that scale?
I'm okay. I'm around 1, you know, maybe. That's okay. It would have been very nice to win this thing at home in front of all the fans who deserve that. And because of them, we are in this finals, and we are at this position, one game away from the, winning the championship. But you know what? To undo the champions is not easy. And you know what? The owner and the general manager of Golden State told me on the beginning of the 5th game, they were sitting very next to me, very close to me, and they said, Nav, you will have to fight it and get it from me. We are not going to give it away that easy. So, you know, they are right. They are the champions. Right now, they are the champions, and we are going to get it done. It's going to be a fight. Yes, it would have been very good that we would have done it in 5 games. It would have helped me not to extend my line of credit.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I have to dig deep into my line of credit more, and I hope we get it done on game number six tomorrow in Golden State.
I mean, the fact they didn't win in 5, how many more cars you got to push out of the dealership? I mean, 10, 20? What are we talking about here?
I'm not worried about pushing the cars or anything right now. I'm a crazy guy. I'm a nut. I'm an addict, and I'm going to go whatever happens, whatever loans I have to take, whatever line of credit I have to dig into. We are going to do it, and we are going to go and get it done tomorrow, right there in front of the Golden State fan.
All right. So the question on everyone's mind is this: when Kevin Durant got hurt, there's a guy waving goodbye. There's a few guys here and there. This is life, isn't it? We've all experienced this. There's good people, bad people. I'd like to think the good outweighs the bad more, and I think it took a little bit of time, 10, 12, 14 seconds for it to happen, but it wasn't very fun, and full credit to the players for waving their arms and telling everyone, this is not who we are, right?
Well, we are Canadians, you know, we are Canadians. This is, we don't do this kind of stuff. I apologized to everyone. I was talking to some interviews with American media, and I said, this is un-Canadian. We don't do that. You know, you know, we just don't do this. We wanted to. But I think there was a lot of confusion at the time also that did he slip? I mean, and it was a turnover. I think people were probably thought it was a turnover. I don't think anybody knew, or maybe a lot of people didn't know that he actually hurt himself again. Because we Canadians don't believe in winning by getting the happiness out of somebody getting hurt. But again, you know, we apologize for it and we move forward. Let's not make it the big story. This, we are not like that. See our record. We are Canadians, and we are, when people go low, we go high. When people get hurt, we don't want to win on their heart. Our heart goes out of them, because I believe an NBA is not a better NBA without Kevin Durant. So our apologies to all the Warrior fans, the Warriors organization, and KD, please get better. As soon as you can, we are with you, and you are in our prayers.
I like that. We're like the Obamas. They go low, we go high.
That's right.
That's a great comparison.
That didn't work for Hillary, but I know what you're saying.
Nav, I actually have a question for you, and it's kind of weird, but I really just need to know, when you go to the Bay and you rent a car, does it have to be a Hyundai? Like, do you...
What, like a thrifty car rental?
Yeah, I don't know. Dropping like, do you have to stay on brand? Or maybe you get a driver. Do you get a driver and they pick you up and
Hyundai,
drive and chauffeur
Hyundai,
you?
Hyundai is a very, very reliable car.
They are.
So even... I rent Hyundai when I go out.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was just curious. I was wondering how on brand we are.
Like, TMZ is not going to catch Nav Bhatia driving a Lexus around the Bay Area tomorrow. That's not... no way. Not, nice
well,
car, still.
Well... That will be my first choice, but you know what? I have to reach to the arena. That will be my first choice, and if I have to reach to arena without being late there, I think then I will take anything what is available at the time.
So here's a question. It's been an amazing 9-week run, and they may win, and we all hope that they do. How will next year's regular season feel? We got all these new fans, but it's a long grind of a season. Like you said, you've never missed a game. But when there's, you know, November games against Charlotte and there's December games against the Pistons, we can't maintain this level being fired up. But how will we relate to next year's regular season games when it's pretty clear, like, the playoffs are everything? They mean everything to fan bases.
Well, I think it's everything, but I think we are going to gain a lot of new fans and welcome. You know, I it's all right with us, with the people. People joining it in the late, in the playoffs and all that, and be aboard the bandwagon, as you say. But, you know, this is good. But look at this bandwagon. What has it done? Mm-hmm. What is the byproduct of it? You know, it has brought all Canadians together, and that's the beauty of this playoff run. And this has been a very special playoff run that all Canadians from coast to coast, we are in this together. Right now, it's Canada versus Golden State. It's not Toronto Raptors versus Golden State. It's Canada's Raptors and versus Golden State. So I love anybody, even in the season, when the season starts, I think we are going to have an exciting season, and fans are right now addicted with this game of basketball and the growth of basketball. Guys, let me tell you, it's going to grow so big that give us 10 years, basketball is going to be our national sport.
All right. He might get close to the Larry O'Brien Trophy. They're going to wheel it out close to the court, the same as Tuesday and maybe Monday. And maybe it's something you're close enough to touch Thursday night at Oracle Arena. Nav, safe travels out. Good karma both ways here. Good luck Thursday night.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's wrap this. Let's go and wrap it up.